This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
We were expecting the show to be over, but we're going to get to spend the entire Rumble with you as we discuss the show tonight and the Rumble as it continues right in the action. Big E just entered, and there it is. First, I'd like to introduce the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister!
What's going on, T-Rock?
Nothing. I was expecting the pay-per-view to be over.
Of course you were. So was I. Who the hell? What the hell? We've had 6 hours now of wrestling? Come on.
Scared Angle with the Angle Slam. And please let me be the lead on who's coming in and who's not. But who's coming in right now? The IWC Legends Champion, Christian. And Kurt Angle gets eliminated.
I just want Seth Rollins to already win because I'm getting fucking tired right now.
Six. Who's next? Who will it be? Who is coming in at the next spot in the Rumble? Jeff Jarrett already made an appearance, and Elias turned heel, apparently. But Johnny Gargano of NXT making his way in. So what a night we had so far. And the kickoff show, strangely enough, a lot of things happened. Let's talk about the United States Championship match. Rusev and Shinsuke, Lana getting involved. And we know that her injury later on proves fatal for her, but gold for everyone else. But Shinsuke Nakamura, the new United States champion, Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this one?
Well, I thought it was quite interesting as well on the booking on that. It was very, very unexpected. Very unexpected, and I'm almost sure that we all went with Rusev on this, but we won't know until tomorrow. But, yeah.
I've been counting along, so it's going to be a very interesting prediction show. Christian, did you watch the pre-show?
Yeah, and what happened to Rusev was a fucking tragedy. They just made Rusev look like the biggest bitch.
He lost his title on the pre-show. But again, Lana unable to make it to the ring. We'll talk more about that later. Also on the pre-show, funny enough, the 205 Live match, which was a great match. I mean, that match was awesome. Like, what a great match. And, of course, Buddy Murphy retained, Minister of Sinister. What are you? Hold on. Coming in next. Who is it going to be? Who is coming in next to the Royal Rumble match? Overtime, baby. And it is Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal. All right, sorry, Minister. What did you think of the NX or the 205, man?
No, it's quite all right, man. For the first time ever, you are far ahead of me in this by like 9 seconds or so. So you're spoiling everything for me, man, but that's quite all right. Listen, man, this match, man, these guys do it every time, it seems. It seems like every freaking pay-per-view, we're talking about these guys and how they had a great match. Again, holy crap, man. And I didn't expect that guy to be part of the Lucha House Party. But I'll tell you what, I was glad that they did not stick around with their stupid Lucha House rules for this one. But yeah, man, what a great
and
match.
Jinder Mahal eliminated real quick by Johnny Gargano. Spoiler alert!
Well, I'll tell you what, and there it is. I'll tell you what, though, wearing those freaking panties he was wearing tonight, it was probably a good thing that he was eliminated so early.
All right, there you go. Christian from Philadelphia, what'd you think of the cruiserweights?
I thought it was good. I knew Buddy Murphy was going to retain because the Daniel Tommy is boring as fuck. So, of course, Buddy Murphy was going to retain.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a good time for it to change. But apparently they wanted it to go that way. What a night we've had so far. And again, who's coming in now? The Singh brothers eliminated. Stand up in the ring. Elias,
you know,
Big
I
want to
touch on what I want to touch on what CFP was saying there. You know, he's absolutely right. Hideo Itami is so freaking boring that, you know, I was thinking, shit, man, I think I made the wrong call on this. I really think I made the wrong call on this. And then as the match progressed, I started thinking, shit, there's no way they could have this guy as champion again. He is boring as fuck, man. And I think they made the right call by giving the title to that guy or by having him retain. Or the other guy was looking good, too. Which one was it? Who the hell was it? Not the Lucha House.
Akira Tozawa.
Yes.
He looked good.
But I don't
know
what he...
We made the wrong call. That's okay. It happens. Samoa Joe is now in the match, causing havoc, about to get blown up. First match of the pay-per-view officially, Becky Lynch versus Asuka, and of course Becky Lynch loses to pull off the story later in the night. Asuka wins. This was a good match. Minister, what did you think of this one? Big E eliminated. Big E eliminated.
Thanks for the spoiler. Yeah, I thought it was a great match, man. Asuka, she really goes out there. And of course, Becky Lynch keeps up with her. I thought they had a great match, man. Not quite match of the night, but still, it was a damn good match.
Who's it going to be? Who are we going to spoil for Minister? Who's the spoiler? Oh, my God. Minister, who do you think it is?
It's going to be Jeff Jarrett.
Kurt Hawkins is right. You're absolutely right. Kurt Hawkins making his way in the ring. Christian from Philadelphia, what'd you think of this women's match to start the show?
Well, it was better than fucking Ronda and fucking Sasha. Very good way to
Somebody's TV is too loud. Somebody has their TV on. Wait.
I think that's really true.
Christian,
sorry,
is that you?
Yeah, that was Minister. Anyway, it was a good way to open the pay-per-view. Very good. It was better than Ronda and Sasha, that's for sure. And yeah, all things considered, it was a fucking great match.
Great match, setting it up for later. This is going to be a great show because I'm going to be spoiling the whole Rumble for Minister of Sinister. How does that happen? You're always ahead of me. Now I'm ahead of you. All right, so the tag team titles were on the line, the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, and Kurt Hawkins going under the ring now. And The Bar versus Shane and Miz, and we have new SmackDown Tag Team Champions, Minister of Sinister. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I thought it was a good, hard-hitting match, and... you know, I didn't know too much of the storyline going in, but they caught me up with all the pre-show stuff and everything, so I was caught up on that. But yeah, man, The Miz and Shane O'Mac, they were overdue for their title. This is going to start their story, so I'm excited about it. I thought, Cesaro doing that freaking spin, he had to spin him, what, 30 times around? That was insane, man. Good stuff. Very entertaining.
And all of our picks to win the Rumble just entered. Seth Rollins coming on in the Rumble. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of the tag team championship match?
I should have known Miz and Shane was going to win it. It was a good match, all in all. Somehow, someway, Shane McMahon always brings out great matches at his age. It's an anomaly. It's not normal, but he always brings out great matches with people. But, I can't wait where this goes. Obviously, either Shane or Miz is going to turn on each other, and we're going to have the singles match of Mania.
But at least they got the title first. Christian, how far ahead am I of you?
Just a few seconds. Seth Rollins just entered.
Elias just got eliminated. Boom! Boom! Spoiler alert!
Nah, that's not really a spoiler.
We might not.
I like how you're relishing in this shit, man.
7, 5, 3, 2, 1. And who's it gonna be? Who is the next competitor? Hulk Hogan? What? No, just kidding. It's not.
Please stop it.
It's not Hulk Hogan. It's Titty O'Neil. Here comes the run. Is he gonna slide? Titty, are you gonna make it? Are you gonna make it to the ring?
And now we have a win.
Look at how over Titus is. He didn't. Kurt Hawkins is under the ring though. Funny, funny. So, moving on from that, the Raw Women's title, Sasha Banks versus Ronda Rousey. And if anybody knew anything, they wouldn't have bet on Sasha Banks. I don't like her anyway. But so Ronda Rousey picks up the victory. And I thought Sasha would have clocked her at the end, but she didn't, which is weird. Minister, were you waiting for the errant punch?
I was. I really was. I was expecting it, and it never happened. So I thought that was interesting in itself. But, man, Sasha Banks beat the living shit out of Ronda Rousey. Did you see Ronda Rousey's face? Sasha Banks was all over her, man. I mean, she was like, you know what? You might be the champion, and I'm going to lose tonight, but I'm going to fucking beat you down. And she did, man. She was by the book beating her down. And it was good to see that. You know, Ronda Rousey comes in and shit, gets the title right off the bat and all this bullshit. And this bitch is like, you know what? Fuck that, man. You're gonna go through me, but I'm going to give you a fucking run. And that's exactly what she did, man. Kudos.
Minister,
Sasha,
I'll let you call the next one coming in. Are you there yet?
No, I'm not there yet. The clock just ticked to zero. I am going to say Edge. Nah, just kidding. Tank McNamara.
No.
The New Day.
Kofi Kingston. Kristen from Philadelphia. Ronda Rousey versus Sasha Banks. What'd you think?
I thought it was kind of boring. I knew it was going to be boring, and I was right. It was kind of boring to me. Like, we all knew Sasha was not going to fucking win the title tonight. But, yeah, she's probably going to win the tag titles at Elimination Chamber. So she gets a little consolation prize at the next pay-per-view anyway.
Yep.
Kofi not going to get eliminated that easy. And we move on to the 30-woman Royal Rumble match. What a great Rumble. No legends in there, though. Except Maria Kanellis, but she's not really a legend. But, I mean, no surprises, Minister, except for the fact that I called it. I thought that Becky was going to take out Carmella, but Lana, same difference. So Becky won the Women's Royal Rumble match. What did you think of that one?
Well, I thought, you know, it was good for what it was. I mean, you know, Royal Rumble match, women. They had their spots and shit. I didn't, you know, you had what's-her-name doing the Kofi Kingston spots. I thought it was terrible, a terrible copy of it. And it was great that she got eliminated before she actually got in the ring. Man, I want to say, though, Nia Jax, man, has put on at least 20 to 30 pounds. And did you see the size? Did you see the way she looked in there tonight? She's like
that
a freaking
outfit did no
baby.
Justice. It did
not
no justice
at all.
For her.
Overgrown baby. Oh, man, it was terrible, man. But who am I? But, yeah, man, I thought, you know, the right person won as much as I would have. I wanted Charlotte to win. I thought Charlotte would have been a good fit for that. But they went with Becky Lynch on it, and I'm okay with it. The people certainly were great with it. And so I thought they made a good call on that. But, yeah, man, it was a good hard-hitting match. Some of the participants went all out.
Oh, big elimination. Yeah, a lot of them did. Kristen, Women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I'm glad Becky Lynch won, but fuck me, that Royal Rumble was fucking boring. It took way too fucking long, man. It was so fucking boring. Like,
that was a big problem,
me.
Yeah.
It took
way
too
long.
It took way
too
fucking long.
they are rushing these entrants. Oh,
yeah.
You can tell because it has to only be a minute. Because Mustafa just came in and Dean Ambrose is number 14. We're already at number 14 and it's been 15 minutes. So yeah, they shrunk
they're
it.
They're pushing. Yeah. But anyway, it was it was boring. But I'm glad Becky Lynch won.
I'll take the points that I get for calling it exactly how it's going to happen. AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan. You got to have balls to do a slow-ass match. And then Rowan comes in at the end. Couldn't he have come in like 20 minutes earlier? Like, what the hell? Have the ref bump and then cut this match. Like, this match like ran so long.
Not only did it run long, man, but it was slow as fuck too. It like killed the momentum of the pay-per-view for me. It was the awkward in an awkward spot, it seems. But nevertheless, man, they beat the shit out of each other. Those submission moves. I'm checking out Kofi right now. Those submission moves, close pins and stuff. I thought it was a good match. I'm glad that Daniel Bryan retained, and it's going to be interesting to see what the fuck Eric Rowan is up to. What the hell is he doing with Daniel Bryan? Is Daniel Bryan going to put him on a diet? And what the fuck's that all about?
I don't know. He doesn't look like a vegan to me. And here comes another competitor, Kristen from Philadelphia. What did you think of the slowest match I've ever seen?
I thought it was what it is, you know. The crowd was already tired with the whole Becky Lynch winning the Royal Rumble, so you know it was like a lukewarm reaction. And the whole Eric Rowan thing, I have a prediction. I think it's going to be the Wyatt Family 2.0, but for the Mother Earth version. Earth version Wyatt Family. Luke is going to join Daniel Bryan. That's what's going to happen.
Somebody said it's like the straight edge society, but it's the straight veg society. Straight veg.
Oh, hell.
And No Way Jose coming out now. How awesome is that?
I'll tell you what, I'd rather have a straight veg society.
Well, so Finn Balor versus Brock. We're getting through this night faster than they did. Finn Balor versus Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar got hurt, looked like, and there was a chance that it could have happened, but no. Brock Lesnar retains, Minister of Sinister.
Well, I mean, I know I called Brock Lesnar on this match, but by Tuesday, I was all of a sudden believing that Finn Balor was going to win. And so I was really shocked with the ending. But it was, you know, nothing that was, you know, it's not like it blew me away to a point where I'm fucked up about it. You know, you should already know Brock Lesnar's just going to retain the title forever, it seems, and a day. But, yeah, I thought it was a good match. Finn Balor, you know, he hung out there. But, man, what the hell with Finn Balor? Now he's losing on the top-tier pay-per-view to Brock Lesnar after they did the whole shit with John Cena picking up his hand, all that big charade. It was all fucking bullshit just to move tickets. And, you know, it's fucked up, man. It's a facade. They're using all this shit. John Cena wasn't even there. They're using all this shit to move tickets. And I think that they're overusing the, card subject to change policy. I think they're abusing that shit with how they're booking this shit to try to, fucking fill up baseball stadiums.
So Christian, Finn Balor losing.
I'm sure the fucking Lesnar being champion, but it was to be expected. Fucking Lesnar had to win. But you know what? I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do with Finn Balor now. Who the fuck is he supposed to feud with going to WrestleMania? Who? Bobby Lashley? I don't want that. Get the fuck
Maybe.
Out of here.
All right, so here's a poll question. Do you guys want to keep doing the show or watch The Rock win the Royal Rumble? Minister, do you want to end the show early? Minister, hello?
I said, we can end the show right now. I have no problem with that. But The Rock, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Tell me you're
all right.
Kidding me.
So a shout-out to Mumra in the chat. It is open. But we're halfway through the Rumble, and we're going to enjoy the rest of the Rumble. So, Christian, real quick, any last words?
Yeah, the Royal Rumble was a great pay-per-view. Some parts were a bit slow, but all in all, very enjoyable pay-per-view. Catch me this Saturday for the new season of Radio Renegades with me and Batman, and for tomorrow for Monday Night Fallout, and Thursday with Fatal 4-Way Radio and Minister of Sinister. See you later, guys.
Who's your pick? Who's winning? Still Seth Rollins?
Seth Rollins. Still going to be Seth Rollins.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Christian from Philadelphia. All right, and Kofi's still in it. Minister of Sinister, your last thoughts, and who do you got to win?
Well, if I can change my call, then I will do so and put the tall guy from, what's his name? Shit, he's standing in the ring right now, but I'm 2 seconds behind.
Drew.
The Claymore guy.
Drew
McIntyre.
Yes.
I'm saying Drew McIntyre wins. So I'm going to go with that. Yeah, catch me Fatal 4-Way Radio and on Monday Night Fallout tomorrow night and Fatal 4-Way Radio Thursday. And then I will be producing Christian and Batman Saturday. So, it's Minister of Sinister.
Pete Dunne is coming out, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace
the
out.
IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister. And yes, since the show ran long, we're going to enjoy the Rumble. We got 15 more spots. 14 more spots, 13 more spots, but we're going to enjoy it. Come back tomorrow night right after Raw, where we'll go over who won the Prediction Showdown game. Thank you, Mumra, and everybody at WrestleCorp. Thank you, everybody else, for tuning in. I want to enjoy the rest of this long-ass Rumble. I have The Rock winning, even though Seth Rollins is probably not going to win. But it still was my prediction. So I am T-Rock Plutonium Wyatt. What makes time travel possible? If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout. Now enjoy the rest of this long-ass Rumble. Be there.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.